Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
They say it's in your blood. A game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played. Golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much and welcome to this 88th Masters Recap Edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, son of 1970 Masters champion Billy Casper. What a deliverance, a performance by Scottie Scheffler, now a two-time Masters champion. In just five starts, he picks up his ninth win on the PGA Tour. He's just a little over 27 and a half years old, and it's unbelievable what he is able to accomplish, but a worthy champion. And you know what I love numbers in sports, Bob. I mean, picture this. Right. The last two-time Masters, last time somebody became a repeat second-time winner of the Masters tournament was Bubba Watson in 2014. He won his first in 2012, his second in 2014. Fast forward 10 years, Scottie Scheffler wins his first in 2022 and his second in 2024. Add on top of that Ted Scott was caddying for both players for those accomplishments. And that's pretty wild and pretty cool stuff to see. And Scottie, man, what a performance. Hats off. Golf clap, cheers all around. Yeah, you made it look a little too easy compared to the rest of the field. Perhaps it wasn't as exciting as what everybody had hoped if you were looking for chasers and ups and downs. But I'll tell you what, he put on the performance of a lifetime. I thought it was unbelievable given the conditions and what he was able to do.
Yeah, and you know, you think about, having a one-shot lead going to the final round over Colin Morikawa. And Scottie Scheffler didn't do anything crazy as far as standing out, like people are saying. But he made seven birdies in the final round to shoot 11 under par. And it was amazing to see what he was able to do when he got down to six under par after seven, then ripped off three, and then another two on the back nine.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bob. It's not as if he was out there just making 18 pars and nobody could come catch him. He did what he needed to do, and we'll hear from him on his strategy and how he was able to keep the pedal down and to focus on just playing his best shot and his golf and not giving others a shot. That's the key, right? Is not to let anybody else have a shot, and he just kept putting them down, and the guys weren't able to keep up with him, and that's why he's the number one player in the world. There's no question. Caddy's going to join us coming up next. We'll start breaking this thing down and get some thoughts. Bob, Caddy, me coming back here on a recap edition of the 88th Masters right here on Real Golf Radio.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery.
Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit Applebee's.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Wireless connectivity is crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honors Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks again for joining us. We'll continue talking Masters with the caddy right now.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies.
Baby.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, caddy joins us here on Real Golf Radio, and you know what? Normally we save him, but when it's the Masters, and you know he's got a lot of opinions on this, we go right to him. Caddy, yep. What's up, man? How did you like the 88th Masters edition?
It was pretty good. It had its usual drama. I thought Saturday was really awesome, and Sunday was kind of an exciting one for a while, and then it sort of looked inevitable by the time Scotty rolled around to 13 and knocked on in two. It was like, well, that's a done deal, and that's not often you say that with six holes to go.
Yeah, especially those six holes. Now, are you one that is, like, there's two sides of this. There's the idea that it wasn't exciting because it wasn't back and forth and there maybe lacked a little suspense on whether or not someone was going to be able to pull through. And then there's the other side of, this is the odds-on favorite. He's the number one player in the world, and he has a one-shot lead. He's expected to win, and then he goes off and plays phenomenal golf and just puts on a display of greatness.
Well, it was really close when they were all walking off the 10th tee. It was really close, 10 and 11. Yeah. And then Oberg hit it in the water. Morikawa kind of butchered 9 and 11. And that was about it. So, and Scotty played. Look, thinking about Scotty's round, he hit it in the trees on 7. From that point on, he hit every single shot right where you want to hit every single shot. And I heard the guys, I think it was the Golf Channel guys, they were talking about how he didn't have his A game. I'm like, he hit every shot where you're supposed to. What's the definition of A game? Help me out with that one.
Well, and the shots that impressed me, and I, like I told Brian, I kept thinking about my dad, how he would finish off a golf tournament, you know, making a bunch of pars and letting the holes run out and that kind of thing. The shots that impressed me were the second shot to 13 and the second shot to 15. And those were shots that he felt totally comfortable with. And he put it on the green and in the right side bunker on 15, made a birdie and a par. And he played aggressive, but yet under control the whole time, especially on that back nine.
Hey, before you respond to that, Caddy, he was asked the question of whether he enjoyed the lead, and then he went into that very strategy. Here's Scottie Scheffler talking about doing just that.
Enjoy the lead? No. I think just like any human would, your mind starts to wander a little bit out there on the golf course. I mean, we're out there for 4 or 5 hours at a time. You got to let your mind wander. I tried to soak in stuff around me today. I looked up at the trees at times. I looked up at the fans occasionally and tried to soak in, some of their energy, but did not ever let myself get attached to the lead. I just tried to keep pushing. I mean, I think if I would have played a little bit defensively, it would have been a significantly different finish. I went for the green and two on 13, was able to make birdie. I attacked the pin on 14, was able to make birdie. Went for it again on 15, was able to make a nice par, and I hit a really good shot there into 16 to make birdie. And so, if I was just trying to play for pars the whole back nine, I would have been standing there on 18 having to make par and hoping Ludwig would only make a par. Around this golf course, you have to stay aggressive. You have to hit the right shots. There's no way around it out here. You can't play too defensive and you can't play too aggressive. You just got to hit the right shots. And fortunately, today I was able to do that.
And that's what you're talking about, Caddy. I mean, what'd you think? Pretty good insights.
Yeah, I remember Teddy was saying after the round that Scotty wasn't really watching the leaderboard and he didn't really know where he stood exactly, at least for a lot of that round. And the shot on 13, I thought that could have been a layup, but Teddy said after the interview, he said, Scotty asked him, what do we do here? And Teddy said, we do what we do, 4-iron. And he said, he had a good line. He said, when you're caddying for a guy who's that good and hits it that good, those shots don't seem like much of a decision to make. That's a pretty cool statement and testament to how good Scheffler is and how well he was hitting it that day. So again, I'll go back to, I don't know what this no A game thing was, because that looked like A game to me.
Yeah, seven birdies for the round in the final round. That's pretty A game as far as I'm concerned at Augusta National.
Bob, what was your take on that strategy to keep the pedal down? Because you said before that in your dad's words in the back of your mind were thinking layup, and yet Scotty had the completely different approach, not conservative at all, as he talked about going for the green on 13 and 15 and going at the pin on 14.
Well, the interesting thing is with Scotty Scheffler is he is totally confident in his preparation and what he's done to get himself into the position that he was at that point in time when he had like a 3-shot lead. The worst case scenario is, he hits it in the water, but he still has a chance to get it up and down on 13. But he was totally comfortable. Ted Scott was totally comfortable as well. And they executed like they would normally execute in any other round of golf, and he hit it. He hit it on the green. So here to Scotty Scheffler. I was very nervous on those par fives with the water and that kind of thing. But I'll tell you what, he was able to pull it off, and it was awesome.
Caddy, it's one of those things when you're the kind of helping call that shot that you that'd be Monday quarterback. He'd be second-guessed a ton if he knocked it in the water and brought those guys back into it.
That's true, and it's a lot of times, maybe with the exception of the U.S. Open, you watch guys that they do play kind of more aggressively, the winners. They tend to do that in a lot of majors. I remember Padraig when he won that British and it was real windy, and he's firing this wood on a par five with I think he had a decent lead, and I'm like, what is he doing? And he hit this great shot close to the hole, and I'm thinking, I'm watching that going, boy, that could have just been a disaster so easily. But a lot of times when you're really grooving, like I remember remember caddying down at one of the tour events, and my player there's a par five with a lot of trouble, water around the green and all that last hole. And I knew exactly what the go for it line was. And we were tied for the lead. Birdie wins the tournament. And we're last group. So we walked down there, and it was right on the line, go for it or don't. And there was actually, it was a semi-island green, and there was really just the front third slot on the right was where he could hit it. So it wasn't much of a target, really. It wasn't a huge target. And par's a playoff and blah, 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 and you can lay up and make a birdie. But what I did at that point in time is you kind of watch your player. And if he's not flinching and he's going to go for it in that situation, you let him go. You don't pull him off that shot. And he, sure enough, he hit it exactly right where he wanted to on the fringe and then two-putted to win. But that there just wasn't much of a window for missing there. But when the guys are playing that well and you're leading the tournament, they pull those shots off at a much higher percentage. That's where you got to kind of not necessarily go with what the analytics says all the time. The analytics is often an average, and the analytics are great if you want to finish 38th, but not necessarily if you want to win.
That's a quote right there. I love that. The analytics are great if you want to finish 38th.
I love it.
Or if you want to keep your job as a head coach, you know, it's like, hey, if it doesn't go right, the analytics, you know, that's what the analytics said, as opposed to you go for it and miss, and it's against the analytics. That's the stuff that gets you fired, right? But also the stuff that makes you great is doing maybe what the analytics recommend, but knowing and having the gut to do, you know, go against that, right? Interesting stuff here when you look at birdies, by the way, 20 birdies and an eagle for Scottie Scheffler, 21 birdies for Nikolai Hoyer. Guard. Those were the leaders in par breakers. And, you know, just to put that into contrast, Rory McIlroy, Tony Finau, John Rahm, Phil Mickelson, they had 10 par breakers. So that's how good those guys were playing as compared to some of those others. We got to take a short break. When we come back, I want to get your thoughts on Tiger Woods and some of the other players that were giving chase. We'll do that with the caddy next here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
It was a good week. It was a good week all around. I think that coming in here and having not have played a full tournament in a very long time, it was a good fight on Thursday and Friday. Unfortunately, yesterday didn't quite turn out the way I wanted to. Today, the round that I. The way that Tom is playing is what I thought I had in my system. Unfortunately, I just didn't produce it.
That's Tiger Woods after round number four at the 88th Masters. And unfortunately for Tiger Woods fans, he would finish dead last of those that made the cut, 60th out of 60, which was unfortunate. Tiger with no eagles and just nine birdies on the week. And welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, continuing now with America's favorite caddy. I don't want to say that Tiger was a ceremonial golfer by any means, but I did sort of appreciate his answer. That's probably the most real answer he's given after not living up to his expectations of winning every time he tees it up that I maybe have heard in his career. Typically, he just, you know how he felt at Pebble Beach, right? I mean, second place is first loser. So, in this case, I think Tiger is giving us all the perspective of where he is right now and, maybe managing our expectations coming into tournaments and majors when he goes to play. What was your thoughts on Tiger?
It was really, really tough out there. Really tough out there. Sorry, I can't do Tiger. I thought I'd give it a shot. Sometimes you got to go for it. And you swing and miss sometimes. You strike out a lot when you hit a lot of home runs.
Oh, that was so good.
So, look, you listen to what he just said in that interview. That's the most positive sounding finish dead last thing I've ever heard. I mean, it's so cool the way he just addressed talked about it. He wasn't beating himself up. That was really impressive mental game. I think the way he said that in that interview, because, he really didn't play well, on the weekend. And he sure sounded like, I don't know. It sounded like he'd be a great coach.
Bob, what'd you think?
Well, I think the really cool thing was under the toughest and most difficult conditions with the winds that were 35 to 40 or whatever, Tiger Woods played phenomenal golf, being only one over par after two rounds. And I thought that kind of showed where Tiger is. But then because he had to go another 54, another to 72 holes, that showed his lack of being able to be competitive and playing enough events to feel like he could be competitive. Don't you think, Caddy?
I think so. I just thinking back to Augusta when you guys talked about the 20 birdies and an eagle or 21 birdies and other guys not making many. Augusta is it's a knife edge course, and it sometimes seems like it was easy to shoot the 65 and really hard to shoot the 73 on the same day in two consecutive groups. I mean, it's wild, right? So I think the way to describe it is that when you look at the front right pin on 16 and you look at the top back right shelf pin on 6, you could be playing really well and make bogeys and even worse. And you can be playing really well and it's like a yard of difference can really change from making 20 birdies to making 4. It just, there's a small margin of error throughout a lot of that golf course. And some weeks you can, some years you have it there and some years you don't. And I think that's why you see, I think Wyndham Clark, he shot something like 78 the second round and yeah. talked about how well he played and how good he hit it. And that's a good example. You can shoot a few over or even more at Augusta and walk off going, man, I felt like I played pretty well and I shot 76. That's just how it is there. And that's one thing that makes it great.
Tiger Woods, 73-72 to make the cut. That's 24 consecutive. That's a record for Tiger. So he got that. Like you said, he struggled on Saturday, 82 on Saturday, and then a final round, 77. So if it sounds like we're giving Tiger some grace, that you bet we are. I think Tiger's earned that for the 82 wins that he's had in his career and the 15 major championships and the 5 green jackets and the excitement and everything he's done for the game of golf and the show that he put on for a couple of decades. So yeah, you bet. He deserves some grace. He's 48 years old, and you know, just having him out there, my opinion is just having Tiger out there is worth it. When we were out there following him, Bob can attest, you knew where Tiger was. It didn't yeah. matter where he was in position on the leaderboard. People still absolutely love just to get a glimpse of Tiger Woods and to be able to see him and appreciate him and applaud him and things like that for what he's done in golf. And, you know, he continues to do that, and I hope he continues to come back. He seemed to be walking significantly better than he was a year ago. He's obviously got a long way to go. His game's not there, probably due to the fact that his body won't allow his game to be where he wants it to be. But I love that he's out there, and I hope he continues to give it a go, because everybody seems to really appreciate where he's at. And it's phenomenal. I mean, even Scotty Scheffler in that final group struggled to garner the amount of fans that Tiger Woods had, and that's the impact that he still has on the sport. Now let me ask you guys, kind of maybe shifting gears a little bit, or maybe dovetailing into that, the ratings were down 20%. What, I mean, that's pretty significant, right? I mean, I don't think Rahm's win last year was that much more popular than what Scottie Scheffler's win was this year. There's a variety of different reasons. It could be the way people are consuming media. Perhaps just the television was down, but more people were watching on the app. Could be that the fracturing in the game has caused fans to be weary of golf, and that the excitement and enthusiasm for the pro game isn't what it once was. What's your take on that, or do you read into anything? And I'll start with you, Caddy. What do you think of those? The fact that the ratings were down at the Masters, which is surprising.
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to much of that. I really don't care. The Masters is going to be played next year, and it's going to be on TV just like it was this year, and that's fine with me. I'm not in that business. And I'm glad I'm not. And I can point out, I read a stat where the NHL, Major League Baseball, and basketball are down between 10 and 50% in ratings over the last couple of years. So maybe golf's doing better than other sports. And maybe the ratings aren't really down, and we need to look at apples to apples. I don't know. Mm. Who knows? Mm. I do know. Well, I've heard a couple people say that they're a little bit soured about what's gone on with the money, you know, the perceived money or greediness and things like that. And whatever turns people off to the point where they don't want to watch would be something to pay attention to. But listen, here's another thing. If you really want to go apples to apples on golf ratings, you need to go pre-Tiger Woods and see what they were, and then look at them now. Because Tiger's not playing in most events. Tiger wasn't really a compelling reason to watch the Masters on Sunday, because he essentially wasn't there as a presence, you know, at all, really.
Not during the TV window, so, really.
Yeah.
Right. So you need to go, you know, to say, oh boy, these golf ratings are, look at how much different they are than in 2004. Well, yeah, that's because you had Tiger Woods in his prime. Of course, the ratings are going to be galactically better during most of his prime, right? So he's gone as a primetime guy now. And you really, I mean, let's, if you want to know how golf ratings are doing, let's go back to 1997 and 96 and compare them to the ratings back then, because they're all skewed for 20 years because of Tiger.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And especially skewed since 2019 when Tiger won his fifth Masters after, you know, the big comeback and all that kind of thing. But I think also that the consumer, the person that's watching the game of golf, you know, you've got regular television broadcasts, but they can see it so many different ways now. They can see it online. They can see it on the app. They just consume it in so many different ways. And I think that all falls into what television is like, and being able to track television, but not necessarily being able to track the amount of people as far as like TV is concerned, on the other outlets for the consumption of the media and the golf tournament, so to speak.
Let me switch gears.
I can tell you that.
Sorry, go ahead.
Along those lines of other ways to consume stuff, my television set over the last, I don't know, many months or year or more has not been on television, if it's even on at all. I mean, I'm like a lot of people. I've got the Instagram scrolling addiction. I've got YouTube. I'd rather watch stuff on YouTube and videos about something I'm interested in. I like watching the physics videos. I like watching golf swing, you know, instruction videos, like financial stuff. I you know, financial doom videos is always fun to watch. You know, everything's always falling apart. That's fun to watch. But yeah, I mean, I watch significantly less television. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, why don't we even have a TV anymore? Except, yeah. So maybe the ratings, is it just the television ratings? Then we're not adding up all the people who watched it in other ways. Maybe way more people were watching it than before. I don't know. I'm just not an expert in this area.
Let me switch gears real quick before we let you go, Caddy. When you talk about best players yet to win a major championship, I look at, there's a couple of players who begin with F, Fowler and Fleetwood. Fleetwood, you know, had a good tournament last week and finished, what, tied for third?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah, tied for third.
Yeah, with the club caddy.
Right, which is a super cool thing, and you can comment on that one as well, because the club probably changed that club caddy's life, a couple $100,000 a week. That's not too bad. But what's your take on, I mean, I would think that Tommy Fleetwood at least has to be, if not the top, near the top of that conversation of best players yet to win a major championship. What do you guys think?
I'm gonna put it, I think Ricky Fowler exceeds Tommy Fleetwood because Ricky Fowler's also won tournaments.
Yeah.
Let's let Tommy win a tour event first and then talk about him in the majors. He's a heck of a player, and he's almost won a couple majors. He's been very close. He hasn't almost won, but he's been close. But, I mean, is he drinking the same bottle of water that Colin Montgomery did for his whole career?
Ooh.
I'd be worried about it.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, how do you know, explain
Colin Montgomery? Another one is Xander Schauffele.
Yeah, Xander's interesting. I thought when he first came out, I thought he kind of had that it, that thing as a winner. And he's done very well. But boy, his major performances are, he's kind of like Brooks Koepka without the five wins. He does really well in the majors a lot of the time, but he just hasn't pulled one off. So he still has time. He's still young enough.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing. I mean, you know, unless you're a Scottie Scheffler or a guy who wins a lot. I mean, look at Jack. Jack didn't win 19 times, and no one ever really got on him about not winning a major, as far as I know, at least not after a few years, right? So I don't know. I think that's a tough thing for a player to have that, you know, have that tag hung on him too.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
I mean, you show up for the press conference at the major, and what do? Immediately somebody's pointing out, well, you know, you haven't won one of these yet, and you're now the number one guy to not have won one. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yes, exactly.
You're right. Tommy Fleetwood, 7 wins on the European Tour, but some runner-up finishes and close calls in majors and on the PGA Tour. Good stuff, Caddy. We're going to let you go. I know you got things to do, but really appreciate the perspective and the insights. It was a fun tournament, and it was fun to chat with you about it. Always love it. Thanks, man.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That was the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. Good stuff. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll take a short break. More of the 88th recap edition of Real Golf Radio coming up next.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPV LLC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com, where you can learn more about the championship golf course designed by Tom Weisskopf, his 73rd and final design. It is unbelievable. It'll be hosting the PGA Tour FedEx Cup fall event, the Black Desert Championship, coming up in October, the 10th through the 13th. You can find out more about that event at blackdesertevents.com. Excited to have the women and the LPGA Tour coming in May of 2025 as well. And by the way, quick shout out, Chevron Championship from one major to another. Ladies competing for the Chevron this week, which is awesome. Nelly Korda going for 5 in a row. That's all. Just 5 in a row. Something to tune in there. That's pretty special stuff. Caitlin Clark, what she's doing in women's basketball has been unbelievable. Little wonder why Nelly Korda is not quite getting that same attention, or, you know, relatively speaking, right? I understand golf's place in the niche of sports. It's a smaller pie. It's what I've been arguing about since the beginning when things have started to fracture and splinter off on the professional game. It's a small pie in the whole world of sports. Basketball, much bigger, right? And so what Caitlin Clark was able to do, though, is unprecedented. Here's hoping people will tune in to watch what Nelly's chasing for five in a row and picking up another major championship. Be pretty cool stuff. But again, Black Desert hosting the PGA Tour this fall, LPGA next spring, and there's exclusive real estate available at blackdesertresort.com. It is going fast, and it's an exciting thing to be a part of. Check it out at blackdesertresort.com. All right, really appreciate the caddy for spending a few minutes with us, a couple of segments talking about the Masters. Bob, I just want to circle back here to Scottie Scheffler real quick. It's interesting when you start looking through the notes that with this win, his ninth, he breaks a tie with John Rahm for the most wins since he joined the tour in the start of the 2019-20 season. That wasn't that long ago.
No.
What he has done, this has been a meteoric rise. I mean, so here's my question. What is the ceiling now for this guy? I mean, he already has a pair of players. He's got a pair of Arnold Palmers. He's got a pair of Phoenix Opens. And now he's got a pair of Masters. I mean, he's coming into Valhalla and the PGA Championship in less than a month. You know, what can't this guy do? He just seems unflappable. This unbeatable, really, at this point.
Well, the interesting thing's going to be is how his family life is going to affect him, especially with a new child and being a father for the first time. So let's see what his practice resume and what, and is he going to be ready? He came out and made that statement precisely to some of the media when they asked about him being a new father. And he said, listen, he said, I'm not going to take my foot off the gas. I know it's going to be a new transition for us in our married life and having a child. I'm excited about that opportunity, but I'm not going to let my foot off the gas anytime soon. And I'm excited to see like what other players have said about being married and having children and how it's grounded them. But he's pretty grounded to begin with, but how it's grounded them and help them to focus a little bit more on the important things, which he does. And that golf is great. That's what he does for his profession. But where his family is what really, really matters. So I'm excited to see how that all transpires once he has a child.
You know, the other thing that dawned on me, as you said, we were so concerned that he would be able to play in the Masters.
Right.
Because of the expected arrival of their first child. Well, how about the fact that she's due in a couple of weeks and the PGA Championships only a few weeks away? So it's likely that he'll have a newborn probably a week old or so going into the PGA Championship. Is that a scenario where he takes off and plays in the PGA Championship at that point in time?
Well, yeah, absolutely. 100%. He'll play in the PGA Championship. Again, he's playing this week at Harbortown in a signature event. I don't think it's going to be a problem for him to continue on in the majors and that kind of thing. You know, he'll have family and everything around his wife and that new little baby. And he's going to be gone for what? 5 days, 6 days, maybe playing in a major championship. And I don't think it'll be a problem.
Interestingly enough, if you're starting to put bets on Scottie Scheffler, who probably doesn't have a lot of odds to win, you know, as far as, you know, making some money, he's probably, you know, you're going to bet 10 to win a dollar or something like that. So, but you know, he was the runner up at the PGA Championship last year.
Yeah.
So you look at a tie for second at the U.S. Open last year, he finished third.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's unreal. When you start going down the list of major of his finishes in the majors, obviously coming off the win, tied for 23rd at the Open, third, second, 10th, 21st, second, missed the cut at the PGA in 2022, won the Masters, tied for 8th, tied for 7th, tied for 8th, tied 18th, tied 19th, tied 4th, missed the cut at the U.S. Open in 2019, tied for 27th in the U.S. Open in 2017. Now, see, now you're back in before he was even a member of the PGA Tour. But since he's been a member of the PGA Tour, I mean, look at the top 10s. It is remarkable. I mean, Scottie Scheffler, probably doesn't get, you know, I think back on Jordan Spieth when he jumped out and was winning major championships and became number one player in the world. And Scottie Scheffler was one that was mentioned as a fellow Texan. And you just looked at Scottie and you looked at Jordan and you thought Jordan's going to outclass him. He's in a different league than Scheffler. And as it turns out, it might be the other way around.
Yeah. You know, it's, you know, like we've talked about before and that you've so aptly put, you know, there's windows for players. And, you know, is he the kind of guy that is going to keep his head down and keep grinding along, kind of like reminiscent of Tiger Woods? You know, we've talked about Tiger and we talked about, and a lot of people are making a big thing about him being the next Tiger Woods and his comparisons to Tiger Woods. Is he gonna keep his head down and he's gonna keep moving along like that, or are things gonna distract him a little bit, like maybe some of the other players? Is he gonna go through a swing change? Is he gonna do things that will kind of take him out of that window of opportunity, hopefully to bring him back to the window of opportunity, which some other players have done, and which they haven't really gotten back into it. So it all depends on what he focuses on. And I even said it about Tiger way back when we first started this show. You know, everybody was talking about how remarkable he was and how great he was and how many tournaments he was winning. And I basically said, you know, is he going to remain healthy? And is he going to remain focused? And we've seen him remain healthy and then start to break down a little bit. But I'll tell you what, 82 wins and 15 majors is an amazing career.
There's some longevity there, but you're right. I was kind of mad at you back in the day. I felt like you jinxed him a little bit on saying, well, can he stay healthy? And he's definitely struggled with his health. Let's change to Colin Morikawa. Morikawa was, he was right there in that final group with Scotty, and you just kind of wondered, you know, is Morikawa, would he be able to come back? Would he be the guy to jump up and win this thing? And, you know, you've seen him hit just his incredible iron game that he's had throughout his career. His record in the Masters leading into that, he'd come off of a tie for 10th and a 5th in his last two starts. Now he adds a 3rd. So you got a 3rd, 5th, and 10th in his last three Masters. He's definitely a guy we're going to be talking to coming into next year when we start talking Masters preview. But he said afterwards that he just didn't quite have his best stuff. He's still working on some things. What's your thoughts on Morikawa?
Well, it looked like he was definitely upset after he got done. But what he said also was that he was getting too greedy, especially on the ninth hole where he hit it in the bunker, got himself short-sighted, left it in the bunker and made a double bogey, and then hit that shot on the 11th hole that went into the water at the pond up by the green. So those two double bogeys cost him dearly and kept him from being still in the middle of the hunt. But still, having said that, with those two double bogeys and bogeying the last hole, he still finished 4 under par and tied for 3rd along with Fleetwood and Homa. It was pins and needles for me watching those guys, especially when they teed off and who was going to really jump out and take a hold. And Scottie Scheffler was the guy on the 3rd hole to make the first birdie. And it was fun to watch, but unfortunate, Morikawa made a couple bad swings and it cost him.
Yeah, you know, that 74 in the final round was the worst score in the top 10 players. You know, you had 68, 69s in there. You had Homa's 73. You had 71s, some more 69s. You get all the way down to Cam Davis tied for 12th. That shot 75. Ben On shot 75. Højgaard shot 76. So you start looking at some of the scores there in that final round. And unfortunately, he wasn't able to keep it in red numbers. I mean, Scheffler with the 68, Oberg with the 69, and Fleetwood with the 69. Even Cam Smith with the 71, tying for 6th with Bryson DeChambeau, who shot 73 with Schauffele on the weekend. So,
how about Will Zalatoris shooting 3 under par on Sunday as well?
It's a big round, right? I mean, Zalatoris is tied for 9th, right? He tied for 9th, and he shot a second round 77.
Yep.
Okay, it's so interesting to me when you, and again, the second round was brutal. It was so tough, right? I mean, the conditions, the wind, everything. But 70, 77, 72, 69. And you look at it, you go, gosh, you know, he's even par. You know, he probably wasn't going to get it done, but he's a top five. He's a 72. He's an even par 72 away from a top five. And, you know, he's a guy that just continues to put himself there. All he does
especially
is top 10
at Augusta.
Right? Yeah.
Especially at Augusta. I mean, here's a guy that's played it three times. He has a second, a sixth, and a ninth, tied for ninth.
The only thing I would say, the trend says he's going the wrong way, but he's still top 10. I'll give you that.
Holy moly. I'd say, you can say the trend's going the wrong way, but what I see is three top 10s and a top five and a guy that loves this golf course and plays the world consistently there.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. So,
yep.
Who else stood out to you? I mean, we could talk about the live players that were in there. You know, you got Cam Smith and DeChambeau tying for sixth. The top five guys were all PGA Tour players. I don't know if that how big of a deal that is. It felt like the temperature between the live guys and the PGA Tour guys wasn't as high as it was. You know, it last year when they first came together, but it's definitely still a story. And Greg Norman was there with his patron ticket and playing the victim and all that kind of stuff, trying to keep things stirred up.
That?
Yeah.
Well, I think those guys, the live guys, Cameron Smith has proven that he loves this golf course. He's proven that he can finish in the top 10. Bryson DeChambeau, you know, he got off to a great start in the first round with that 7 under 65, but it was difficult for him once he got some moisture got out of the golf course and the golf course became a little bit more fiery. But another great finish for Bryson DeChambeau when he hasn't really finished all that well at Augusta.
Yeah, you're right about Smith. He's got a second and a third. Now he'll add a sixth in there to that resume as well. So just unfortunately, we don't get to see these guys as much as what we did in the past, given that they're not playing on the PGA Tour as often as they are. Hey, listen, we got to take a break. Coming up, we got the back nine, hour number two. More sound from Scotty Scheffler and the rest of the contenders. And hopefully catch up with Jeff Babineaux as well. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Iranian Security Council reportedly meeting after an Israeli airstrike early Friday morning. U.S. officials confirmed Israel launched an attack and explosions were heard in the Iranian city of Isfahan. Airstrikes were also reported on Iranian targets in Iraq and Syria. Israeli officials were calling it a limited strike. Oil prices surged $3 a barrel overnight in the wake of the attacks. All 12 jurors have been selected for the hush money criminal trial involving former President Trump in New York City. Comprising 7 men and 5 women, selection of the 6 alternates will be done before Friday. Trump speaking to reporters after Thursday's court appearance.
I'm supposed to be in a lot of different places campaigning, but I've been here all day on a trial that really is a very unfair trial.
Trump's accused of falsifying business records in order to cover up payments allegedly made to an adult film star to cover up an affair just prior to the 2016 election. President Biden is garnering significant support from more than a dozen members of the renowned Kennedy family. USA's John Schaefer has more.
The Kennedys stood alongside the president during a campaign gathering in Philadelphia on Thursday.
This campaign is about Trump versus Biden. And what we need to do today is focus on Biden winning.
Carrie Kennedy, daughter of the late senator and presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy, lauded Biden's achievements during his first term and delivered pointed criticism of Republican frontrunner Donald Trump.
Writers for Sesame Street have voted to strike. The Writers Guild of America held a vote. All 35 writers for Sesame Street authorized a strike if an agreement on a new contract cannot be reached before Friday. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Young people think America is heading in the wrong direction, but still support the current president. USA's John Schaefer explains.
According to a recent Harvard Kennedy School poll, only 9% of young Americans believe the United States is heading in the right direction, while 58% think it's going the wrong way. Despite this, more than half of them expressed their intentions to vote for President Biden in the upcoming election, with 53% stating they definitely plan to cast their vote.
A recent report from the anti-death penalty organization Reprieve reveals that black inmates sentenced to death by lethal injection experience botched procedures at a significantly higher rate than their white counterparts. The report indicates black prisoners have a 220% greater likelihood of enduring a botched execution compared to white prisoners. The White House making it clear President Biden's uncle was not eaten by cannibals. While speaking at 2 campaign stops in Pennsylvania Wednesday, Biden mentioned that his uncle Ambrose Finnegan was killed during World War II and then brought up cannibalism.
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because it used to be
There are a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Thursday, aboard Air Force One, the White House press secretary informed reporters Biden was simply expressing his immense pride in Finnegan. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much. And, of course, not only Hall of Famer Billy Casper, 1970 Masters champion Billy Casper, Bob Casper's father, which is pretty cool. The history and the tradition that Bob's had an opportunity to be a part of throughout his entire life with his dad winning back in 1970 is awesome. And then bringing me into it back in 2000 was pretty dang cool as well. And I always appreciate that because it's such a cool week. It's such a cool week out there, and it was fun to run into some friends that had a chance to experience it for the first time. And isn't it great, Bob, when you get a chance to see the first-timers just with their eyes are just like saucers. They just can't even believe what they're seeing, finally getting a chance to experience what they've seen on TV and admired for so long, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing. And I've always told the story about my dad's friend, an Italian friend, who always was very animated about things. And when he walked out there for the first time, behind the clubhouse, and he looked at the golf course, he just started crying. And that's the way it is. That's the way it is when you get there. Because if you've never been before, no matter what happens, it can't possibly live up to what it actually is. And yeah, it's amazing to see first timers and their feelings about the golf tournament.
I'll tell you what I'm interested to see going forward is what kind of an experience does this new map and flag provide for people at the Masters. You got to check that out if you maybe heard a little bit about it, but it's basically it's official Masters hospitality. And so they've got outside the grounds, I should say. They've had hospitality inside, but outside the grounds. So you can get tickets to come in, but you also have all this hospitality. There's a lot of replicated stuff out there and your own gift shop and restaurants and the umbrellas, just like behind the clubhouse. Really cool stuff. I didn't get a chance to see the actual facility, but man, maybe we'll get a chance to. Remember when Berkman's place opened, they kind of circulated some tickets throughout the media and we were able to go over there and experience that, that was amazing. And the replica putting green there and just the experiences off the charts. Augusta knows how to do it. They do it right every single year, whether you're just there on a patron badge or as a media member, a player family. And by the way, player family news, as we talked about last week, coming next year is their underground parking, a new gym is what we're hearing. And we'll find out more announcements.
Three-story family facility. Yeah,
the chairman's announcement or a press conference next year will be something for sure. Hey, when we come back, we will continue talking Masters. It's all things Masters recap, the 88th edition. We'll continue doing it next right here. You're listening to Brian and Bob on Real Golf Radio.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro.
Co-created by Dodgers, AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal. Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Wireless connectivity is crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honors Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, son of 1970 Masters champion Billy Casper. I love saying that, the weeks of the Masters. I mean, why not? He did win 51 times. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a successful Ryder Cup captain. He's the all-time winningest U.S. Ryder Cup player. I mean, he's got a lot of accolades. He's a two-time U.S. Open champion, and we'll be talking about that here pretty soon. But for this week, the weeks leading into the Masters and out of the Masters, it's 1970 Masters champion Billy Casper, which is so cool. Scottie Scheffler, what a week he had. Here's what he had to say when he got into the press room.
It's been a long week, a grind of a week. The golf course was so challenging, and to be sitting here wearing this jacket again and getting to take it home is extremely special.
Yeah, it's really special, and he put on a special kind of performance out there as the number one player in the world. Jeff Babineau will join us coming up later this hour to talk more about his performance, but pretty impressive stuff there from Scotty. And then, hey, what do you do after you've dined with the members and celebrated and done your interviews and pictures of in the jacket and the trophy and all of that? Well, you fly home and go to a dive bar with your wife and buddies, huh? Did you see that? I mean, he's in this bar Sunday night, 1:30 in the morning. They stayed for about a half an hour, took some pictures, had a drink, and went home and went to bed. So,
my goodness,
that's pretty much how he celebrated. And the guys, of course, at the bar couldn't have been happier to see the man who just walked in with the green jacket. That's pretty cool stuff. He's just the most down to earth kind of guy, and it's just hard not to like. That's what people. The comments I've gotten since I've gotten home is Scottie Scheffler is just so hard. How do you not like that guy? You know, he's just so easy to like, right? So
yeah, exactly.
He's one of us, as they say.
Yeah, he just tells it like it is. He tells it about his faith. He tells it about his family and his friends, and how his family and friends always keep him grounded, as well as his faith, and that he just plays golf as a profession, you know. And he does it in front of the public. But that's not where he values or bases his life. As far as golf is concerned, it's the other stuff. And I just think that's very refreshing to hear from a guy that is such a great talent, number one player in the world. And yeah, he's doing it the right way.
Yeah, it's just fun to watch, really fun to root for. You know, another good guy, and a guy that, look, you heard Scotty talk about how tough it was. We had a chance to catch up to Tony Finau, and I legit still think Tony's a contender at the Masters. We had a chance to visit with him after his first round, and he was playing with Phil Mickelson, and Michael Bamberger jumped in on some of the interview with us as well. Here is Tony Finau after round number one, talking about some of the conditions out there, as well as him playing with Phil Mickelson. Here with Tony Finau after a blustery opening round. Just talk about how difficult it was to judge the wind out there.
Yeah, I felt like the last five holes it really picked up. It's starting to really blow right now, so it's not only hard on the shots because of the elevation. You know, 15, I thought that second shot was about as hard as it gets. You know, swirling up there, you're hitting from, you know, I'm 225 out, you're elevated 10 yards down, so I was happy to finish with, you know, an under par round on a day that I thought was getting pretty tricky out there on the back.
Bobby Jones said momentous decision on 13, and you hit it out of the pine straw.
Yeah.
Up there on the green, made a nice birdie to get you under par. Walk us through that shot a little bit.
Yeah, so I had a clear swing, and I had a good lie out of the pine straw. I actually thought it was easier to go for the green than it was to lay up, because I had to finish something right of the hole. You know, the fairway slopes hard right to left if you lay up. And so I had to take a pretty nice swing to curve it enough to go right. So in my mind, it was actually not a bigger risk, I think, as maybe it looked. You know, I thought the easier shot was just to go ahead and hit it hard to get it over the water. So, I mean, it was a great shot.
Yeah,
you know, I pulled it off, but I did think it was the play every time, because it would have been easy to lay that up in the water, because I wasn't going to be able to swing hard enough to curve it.
Right.
So I was like 195 front, you know, 215 hole, and you're like, all right, we'll give this a shot. So it was a nice momentum change.
Compared straw notes at all, you know, he had a famous shot up of there.
Yeah, his shot's a little more famous than mine, but he told me it was a great shot. I mean, Phil's always been great to play with. He's always giving out compliments if you hit good shots and things. So it's been a while since I played with Phil. Obviously, he's on live and I'm on the tour, so it's good to be with him again.
Yeah, when you see the course in really challenging conditions with a guy who's played it so often so well, can you pick up something from him? I know he's lefty and all, but similar length. Can you pick up something from him that you can play in your own game?
Yeah, 100%. I think you're always picking up things no matter how many times you've played it. You know, I think even though it's the same golf course and we all know it very well, you know, there's little things I think that you continue to learn from it. And I definitely kept my eye out for different shots that Phil was hitting just to see how he plays the golf course. He obviously knows it very well. But I think you're always learning around this place, no matter how many times you've played it.
So any one moment you could isolate with Phil that you saw something today, he's like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Well, he hit a couple drives, like 3 and 8. I thought to me, it was just more like, wow, this dude still got it in the tank. You know, he drove it through the green on 3.
Yeah.
And then he flies the bunker on 8 by 20 yards, you know. So when he wants it, he's got it. And at his age, me and Sepp were talking more amongst ourselves. At his age, it's quite impressive. You know, I think people almost forget what he did here last year to finish second place. I think he shot 64 or 65 or something on Sunday. So, but you can see it. You know, you can see his short game is still magical and great with the flat stick, and he hits it far. So I mean, who knows how many more years he's going to be able to contend here. I think he's going to be like Freddie, where he's going to be well into the 60s, still competing out here because he hits it so far.
Cool. Can you talk about that par save on 14 from behind the green with that lie? I mean, how crazy is that shot?
Yeah, that's the one Phil gave me a nice thumbs up. You know, I think whenever he gives you a thumbs up on a short game shot, you know you pulled off a good one. So the ball usually just doesn't stay there. You know, I caught a flyer out of that first cut.
Yeah.
It flew over the green, but it's on a pretty steep slope. I'm just expecting that to come down just a whole different shot. It's actually quite makeable from there, but end up staying on a down slope on a tight lie, and the best play was to fly it on the green. I just told myself, don't chicken out and hit the right shot, you know. don't play the bump here when you know you can get it close. So it was a great little flop chip, and I checked it up there within a foot. So that was huge momentum after coming off 13 with the birdie. And then I thought I played nicely on the whole back nine, you know, 10, 11, and 12. After I didn't have anything to show as far as under par on the front, where I feel like I played some good golf and just made a couple dumb bogeys, getting through 12, 10, 11, and 12 and even par, I thought was huge, because then I could take advantage of 13 and 15, maybe 16. So, but overall, I think under par was was a solid go around there today.
And you're happy with your putting, especially with some good par saves down the stretch?
Yeah, 100%. 14 and 16 I thought were huge, yeah. No question about it. Yeah. So it's going to give me some confidence. You know, I think 17, I made a four-footer after hitting a bad putt the first one, you know. So you definitely keep that in the memory bank as you go into tomorrow.
All right, best of luck.
Thanks.
Thanks, bud.
All right, that was Tony Finau after his first round. And I thought it was good just to get some context there as how difficult it was. You could actually hear the wind blowing the trees behind us as we were talking. And, you know, that shot and some of the shots that he had to hit and the way it challenged. You know, one of the questions I asked Scottie Scheffler was, you know, on Saturday, I believe it was how did the wind, give me an example of how the wind affected your shot. And he kind of laughed. He goes, you want me to take you through all of them? And, you know, it was that kind of a week, Bob, where it was challenging. Yeah. And yet these guys had to adapt. And at that point in time, Tony was right there in it. A one under par was a great score, as he said, coming in there. It just didn't go his way the rest of the week.
Well, and that's right around the time that the wind started, really started to pick up, you know, in the 30, 35 mile an hour range. You know, he said those last five holes were really, really difficult. So he got in with one under par, like Bryson got in with seven under par, that kind of thing. So what happened in the second round was difficult for him because he was right in the midst of the heavy winds, and most of those guys were. So when something like that happens, it exposes some little flaws that are in your game. And it makes things a lot more difficult to get the ball around the golf course. And unfortunately, Tony didn't play well in the second round or the fourth round. But the third round, you know, nice even par 72.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He mentioned Phil Mickelson. What's your thoughts on Phil? How much longer can Phil go around? I mean, he mentioned it. He still hits it a long ways. So can he be like Freddie Couples out there continuing to play Augusta for several more years?
You know, I think he'll play it as long as he can play it. I think, you know, we'll see him make cuts like Freddie did, you know, well into his later 50s and early 60s. And I, you know, people love seeing Phil. They love him being there. They love their Masters champions, and they applaud for their Masters champions just like they did for Tiger this year as well.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we got more from Tony Finau after his last round. I mean, you can hear the disappointment. He talked about what it was like out there in that final round and what he can maybe take out of it, which, you know, I'm not sure he was ready to kind of go there just yet, but you'll hear more from Tony. Plus, Scottie Scheffler on the strategy that he took around that golf course and how he had to keep the pedal down. Some really good stuff from the champion coming up as we continue our Masters recap edition. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. This segment brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com. Find out about exclusive real estate opportunities in this resort that, of course, features the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course, which will host the PGA Tour and the FedEx Cup Fall event this October, as well as the LPGA coming up in May of 2025. Resort opens later this year. Get in while you can. blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Incidentally, blackdesertevents.com will get you to the tour event information, including ticket sales, hospitality opportunities, and volunteer information as well. Check out blackdesertevents.com for those details. We mentioned talking with Tony Finau after his round, and just wanted to play this. It was gracious of him to come out. I think this is a good attitude and will be a segue into more Scottie Scheffler talk. Here's Tony after his he finished round four at Augusta.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, no worries.
Hey, Tony, thanks for your time. Tell us a little bit about the golf course today and how has it evolved over this week?
Yeah, I pretty much played like how, you know, how I expected it to. It was tough. The greens were really firm, and well, most of them. Some of them were surprisingly soft, but most of the greens are really firm. I think the last handful of holes, it's going to be fun to watch. You know, I think as these guys come down the stretch after playing it and knowing it's only going to get firmer, it's going to get real interesting there at the end. So you never know what's going to happen. That's the great thing about Augusta National. I think no matter how the golf course is playing, but especially when it's playing like this, a lot of things can happen on the back nine. So didn't have the week that I wanted, but I look forward to watching and see how these guys finish up.
Like you said, didn't have the week that you wanted, but what's your schedule night between now and the PGA Championship?
Yeah, I'm playing next week and then 2 weeks off. And then Wells Fargo and the PGA.
Cool.
So, yeah, I got a couple events, big events, signature events coming up. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to those.
Awesome.
Seventh time playing the Masters. It's always a learning experience. What do you take away from this week?
Yeah, well, still fresh off of not a very good round, so hard to know what I'm going to take from the week right now. Yeah. But overall, I leave always with gratitude. You know, I know how far I've come. I know how far my game has come. And you know, one of these years I strongly believe is going to be mine, and I have to keep believing that, you know. So that's at the end of the day, you know, you got to believe in yourself before it happens. So I've always believed that I'm capable of winning major championships, plural. Yep. And I just keep working hard, and I've known that I can play at the highest level and compete at the highest level. I've shown myself that, and this week I wasn't able to do it, but I continue to believe that it'll happen, and a lot of years in front of me. So
fun playing in the last round with your buddy.
It was awesome. We both told each other on the last hole, you know, we miss playing with each other and competing with each other. So we don't know what the future holds, but it's always nice to see it with them.
Yeah.
There you go. That was Tony afterwards. I just like that he expressed, gratitude, you know, that he was appreciative of his opportunity and also maintained self-belief. Look, if you're not going to believe in yourself, nobody else will, right? There's going to be a lot of people that'll say, hey, you know, big game Tony, what happened? Shooting 80, you know, in the final round of the Masters. But I think the same conversation could be had with Rory McIlroy. You don't lose, you know, just because you don't, coming off a miscut last year for Rory and was really, really never in contention this year, doesn't mean you write it off and lose the belief that you can make it happen. And so I just thought that perspective I thought was really, really good. And Scotty seems to maintain that perspective, although he's doing it through winning, which makes it a little more fun, but still perspective nonetheless.
Well, you know, Tony's a great talent. He's proven that he can play really well on this golf course. It was difficult conditions. This is probably, other than the year that Zach Johnson won at plus one, this is probably some of the most difficult conditions I've seen with wind and that kind of thing, and not getting any moisture, so to speak, except for that little bit on Thursday morning. But, you know, Tony loves this place. He loves Augusta National. He has great feelings around Augusta National. He feels he can win at Augusta National, and I think he can too. I'm excited to see the future for Tony Finau as he continues to play at the Masters.
I think one of the things that you need to do is just kind of unlock how to play the golf course. And when you get Tony with, what did I say? He had 10 birdies on the week and no eagles, compared to Scottie Scheffler with 20 birdies and an eagle. I mean, that's significantly, behind. And I think what you see with Scheff is that he's unlocked it, whether it's that book that he got from Carl, or just the study that he's done, or the caddying from Ted Scott, or whatever it is, he seems to have found it. And I love this interview that he did in his post round. And our friend Ann Liguori asked him this question, took time to enjoy the lead. And this was the way he described that, and then went into, you know, what his mindset was coming down the stretch, including being aggressive.
Enjoy the lead? No. I think just like any human would, your mind starts to wander a little bit out there on the golf course. I mean, we're out there for, 4 or 5 hours at a time. You got to let your mind wander. I tried to soak in stuff around me today. I looked up at the trees at times. I looked up at the fans occasionally and tried to soak in, some of their energy, but did not ever let myself get attached to the lead. I just tried to keep pushing. I mean, I think if I would have played a little bit defensively, it would have been a significantly different finish. I went for the green and two on 13, was able to make birdie. I attacked the pin on 14, was able to make birdie. Went for it again on 15, was able to make a nice par, and I hit a really good shot there into 16 to make birdie. And so, if I was just trying to play for pars the whole back nine, I would have been standing there on 18 having to make par and hoping Ludwig would only make a par. Around this golf course, you have to stay aggressive. You have to hit the right shots. There's no way around it out here. You can't play too defensive and you can't play too aggressive. You just got to hit the right shots. And fortunately, today I was able to do that.
Just hit the right shots, Bob, and that's all you got to do.
Yeah, and that from the guy who is the ultimate ball striker, the guy who leads the categories, or is right up there at the top of the categories with iron shots and ball striking and, driving off the tee. That's a huge weapon for him. He said he was hitting it and he was swinging at it harder on some of those holes because he was trying to get the ball further down there for iron shots into the greens. But then when you start to add in the putting, the tutelage that he's gotten with his putting, he's looking at a lot of rounds and a lot of holes where he's hit the ball relatively close, and now he can start converting those, and that's what he was able to do, and that's why he won by 4 shots.
I also had a chance to ask him a question, and so if you do get called on and you get a chance to ask the question, you might as well throw it out there.
Hey, Scotty, you seem like you're in total control right now of your game, in the zone, whatever it might be. How do you feel out there, and do you feel like you're playing your best golf right now?
I feel like I'm playing really good golf right now. I feel like I'm in control of my emotions as I've ever been, which is a good place to be. I feel like I'm maturing as a person on the golf course, which is a good place to be. I think it's hard to argue with the results of the last few weeks. I've been playing some really nice golf, but I really try not to focus too much on the past. I'm going to go home and reflect on this week and soak it in as best I can. But, like I said, it's not a very satisfying sport because I'm supposed to tee it up again on Thursday. So back to the grind pretty quick.
I think that's really interesting, and appreciate Scotty answering that question. But it's interesting because, that last part, not a very satisfying sport. And he had said that in another question as well. He's got to go tee it up again. So it's not like what he's alluding to is like if you win the Super Bowl, you just celebrate that for a while and you have an off season. In golf, you just turn around and do it again the next week.
Yeah, my dad always used to say that the game of golf is very interesting because it teaches you a lot about life. You're at the top of the pinnacle 1 week, being the best player in a major championship or a PGA Tour event or whatever, and you're an also ran the next week. So, you know, it's just the nature of the game. It's an individual sport. And, you know, if you're going to be good, you got to really work at it and be consistent in what you're doing.
One of the other big stories this week was Max Homa, and I think he gained a lot of fans. He already had a lot of fans, but I think he gained even more. Here's what he said. It's a little bit tough to hear from the podium there in the quick quote area after his round. And, of course, he obviously it was something he wanted to win. Here's what he said.
It's bittersweet, I guess, because I feel accomplished, but I feel like it doesn't really mean anything in the grand scheme of things. But I just feel like I learned. I feel like I took a big leap. You know, the rhetoric on me, and this is from myself as well, is I have not performed in these things. And I performed for all 4 days. I didn't throw a 65 in there and sneak my way in. I had to sleep on this every single day, this feeling and kind of this monkey on my back. So for me, I think it'll change some things, and then in other ways, it'll change nothing at all.
I mean, he's like the Yogi Berra of golf right now. I mean, in some ways, it's going to change things for me, and in other ways, it won't change anything at all. I feel accomplished, and at the same time, it didn't mean anything. You know, I think what he's trying to say is he's trying to sort it out and say, look, it's an important step for me. It's an important process that I have to go through. It's a self-belief. It's seeing myself and understanding it and experiencing it. Bob, you know this. Experiencing the fact, like he said, I didn't shoot a 65 and sneak in a top five finish. You know, I was in contention and had to feel that all week long through all four rounds.
Well, and the other thing is he's building on some momentum because he had a top 10 at the Open Championship last fall. And then comes out here at Augusta and finishes, you know, right up there, tied for third. So a lot of these things are developmental. A lot of these things help you forge your, I guess, abilities to be able to handle pressure and play really, really good golf. I'm reminded of Paul Azinger telling us that being on a Ryder Cup forges major champions. Well, he was on a Ryder Cup last fall also, and here he jumps right into the mix in the first major of the Masters. I expect him to play well in all the rest of the majors this year as well.
Yeah, I mean, you have to go through it. You have to go through that, and I guess I'm really starting to appreciate the introspective of Max Homa and wishing him the best. Colin Morikawa, tough day for him as well. Coming up next, Jeff Babineaux will join us, and we'll break all this down. Continue with our recap of the 88th Masters. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPV LLC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, thanks again for joining us here. Looking back at the 88th Masters Tournament, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and joined now by our good friend. He's a veteran golf journalist. He was covering the Masters for the Masters Annual and the Masters Journal. Jeff Babineau joins us right now. Babs, how's it going, man?
Hello, gentlemen. It's going well.
So we've talked about a few things today, and I find it interesting when you look at the ratings were down, and Scotty Scheffler sort of walked in the park coming down the stretch, if you will, that there's some people that are disappointed in that. I think there's obviously excitement when it's back and forth down the stretch they come, but I think it's pretty rare where you see a number one player in the world that's expected to win, that actually goes on to win and performs in just exactly how everybody expects him to, and just to sprinkles greatness all on us and we get to witness it. To me, that's actually really special. Maybe it lacks a little drama down the last couple of holes, but I thought it was super cool. I was just curious what your thoughts were on how this one all worked finished out.
Yeah, I mean, you have to go back to 2005 when you had a pre-tournament favorite who actually won. So it's not easy to do. And that, you know, that was Tiger. You look at Scheffler now, twice has been number one and won a green jacket. The only other guy to do that twice was Tiger. So, you know, you're throwing Scottie Scheffler in a lot of sentences with Tiger Woods these days. But I'm with you. I mean, I was kind of buckling up for this wild, close finish with all these guys, you know, firing, and, you know, the second nine on Sunday at Augusta when we see the eagles and birdies and all that stuff. And, I mean, you had three big mistakes from these guys. I mean, four if you got an extra double from Morikawa, and Scheffler doing all the right things, and all of a sudden you had this runaway. So it just, I think the ending was a little shocking to the system, because I think you expect, or I did at least, I expected to see this really go down to the wire and look so good with 10 holes left. And we had a kind of a walk away.
You know, what's kind of interesting also is that, you know, it was a walk away, but it was close for a lot of the front nine, especially after the ninth hole. And then Scottie Scheffler made, what, three or four birdies on the back nine and shot three under par. I was every time he went for the green on 13 and 15, I was like sitting at the front of my seat. My stomach was churning. I was nervous for him and everything. And he just went about it like normal business.
Yeah, I mean, they had a decision to make on 13, right? It would have been odd to see him lay up. They only had a little 200 and change to the front. And Ted Scott told him, you know, hey, man, yeah, we're going for it. Do what you do. I mean, that's what he does. You're the best ball striker in the world. So, and they did what they did. He makes the birdie there, 14, he makes birdie. And you know, then he's just pulling away at that point. We're figuring out who might win second. But as close as that was, you know, you had four guys tied on the first nine. Four guys tied for lead on Sunday, which is really exciting. And in the end, you have when Åberg finishes four back, and the rest of the guys are at least seven back. So it's just kind of amazing how Scotty's one of those guys that has that gear and just slowly can pull away. And he just does all the right things. I kind of roll my eyes when I hear people call him boring. I mean, if you're bored watching him play golf, you're kind of bored with greatness, because he really does it in a special way. He doesn't make the mistakes. He's such a high golf IQ. And when he gets the putter going, he's proven right now he's pretty unbeatable right now.
So Jeff, to your point, what you're saying there is this is a guy that's racked up 9 wins, a pair of Masters, a pair of Players, a pair of APIs, pair in Phoenix. I mean, he's racked up all these wins and he's racking them up at certain places. And that sure sounds a lot like a guy that won 82 times recently in Tiger Woods, sort of had his places and he dominated and did what he needed to do. He's like, he's unlocked this code and he's won early. And all this has been in the last, 3.5 years, which is just it's crazy.
Yeah. Started 22, right? So less than that. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. The one stat that kind of hit me coming out is I think they threw out a stat that Scotty hasn't won after the Masters.
Right.
So if you think about it, like the year he won in 22, the Masters was his 4th win. This time it was his 3rd win. So his seasons have kind of been, front load of wins in Phoenix, stuff like that. So that's kind of interesting. So you want to see him. Certainly played well enough on the back end of last year to win a few times, and just, he had some poor putting weeks or kind of off putting weeks. So, he does so many things great. I think his putting really stands out when he's not knocking down all these 12 footers, but he's looking at them all day. So he's not going to knock them all down. And certainly he made big putts, right? He made the big putt at 8. That was huge. He didn't have to putt at 9. He almost holds it for 2. And then he makes a big putt at 10. So he's making, he made the big putt at 13 a day earlier when he was kind of spinning his wheels a little bit early on that second 9. So he makes, if he doesn't make all the, 6 footers he's looking at, he makes a lot of big, pivotal, momentum-keeping putts. And that's the sign of a really good player.
So, he's gonna be going through some changes here pretty soon with his family, with his wife having a baby, that kind of thing. How do you think that's going to affect him? Good or bad, as far as his game's concerned?
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, I'm really impressed with Scheffler and how, I think the word Rory used talking about him was uncluttered. And I really think he keeps it simple. You look at the guys who finished first and second last week, and they're two of the guys who keep the game as simple as you possibly could keep it, right? I mean, Scotty's seen the same swing guy since he was 7 years old. Randy Smith. He's not messing around with swings and this and that. And it was a big deal for them to welcome Phil Kenyon onto the team to help with the putting. That was a big move because it was always just Scotty and Randy. And Aber reminds me of the same. I mean, he's just such a refreshingly simple guy. They don't get in their own way. And then you've got a guy like Rory who's got all the talent in the world and he's wondering how he's going to come into the tournament. This year he's going to practice more. This year he's going to play leading in. Next year he isn't. He's the last guy to register. If you notice his caddy wore number 89, that means they registered even after Akshay Bhatia, who won the previous Sunday. So, you can overthink it sometimes. And I just like the way that some of these guys who are playing best, the message all these other players should get is they don't make it that complicated. So in the end, it's just golf. And it's Scotty Scheffler, it's just golf. It's a big tournament, but next week's a big tournament too. They're all big to him. And I love the way that he keeps it like that, and he's ready to go again today.
Jeff Babineau joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So you mentioned Rory. He was a big story coming in. 10 years is his opportunity to complete the career Grand Slam. The PGA Championship returns to Valhalla, the last place he won a major championship. What is your take on Rory? And, Tiger says without a doubt, Rory's going to get that Masters. But, that's somebody that has respect for him. And what else would Tiger say at this point? But yeah. What do you expect? How small is that window starting to look at this point?
Well, I mean, I guess it gets a little smaller every year, right? I mean, he puts a lot of pressure on himself. But I've always maintained, I try to take the long game view on it. I always maintain, he's going to get it somewhere. I mean, look at some of you look at Olafable won 2 Masters. One of them after he pretty much was done with golf. Marco Mira won one at 41. Right. Maybe when the expectations are a little less for him, that's when he's going to step through the door and do it. And I expect him to get right back in the major mix back in Valhalla. He's going to have good feelings there, winning in 14. That was a great run he had. when he won the Open Championship, and I think he won maybe at Firestone and won at Valhalla right in a row. And at the time, I remember him talking, he was hitting balls one day, getting all tangled up, and at the time it just registered in his head, just look at your target and go, and he just simplified things. And went on this big three tournament run. So, you know, everything's in there. It's all inside him. You just got to kind of bring it out and stop getting in his own way. And, you know, the driver will be a good weapon at Valhalla, as it is with a lot of these guys. And Rory will get back in there. And he'll get his major. He'll get the Masters one of these days. But the place just, it's one of those places that can keep you at arm's length for a while. And some guys that never did give in. And, so I think he will get it, but it's just never going to be easy.
What do you think the ceiling is? Like you see, you were talking about Oberg and how simply makes things. What do you think his ceiling is? Considering just a year ago he was 3,000 in the world. He just graduated from college. He's won two or three times now, and he's like ninth or eighth in the world. How fast did that happen? And what do you think? Going forward, is that going to be like for him?
I think that kid's got the world ahead of him, really. I mean, he looks awesome. He, you know, played in the Ryder Cup before he played in the major. Just hugely impressive. His driver is such a weapon. I'm watching him at Harbortown today. Hit driver on all these holes and skinny corridors. And just, I think he hit eight or nine fairways. I mean, it's such a weapon, and he's got a great ceiling, but you got to kind of put a throttle on it a little bit, because you look at just last fall, this game is fleeting, right? And form is fleeting. Victor Hovland's going to be the next number one in the world, really. I mean, he's on that trajectory, and now where is he? He's just a kid up there that's completely lost. I mean, he's messed around with a lot of things he's having success with, and he's lost right now, and he'll find it. But that golf puts you through those spells. So it's hard to, you know, you want to sit here and say Scotty Scheffler is going to win five and six green jackets. And who knows, he might. But who knows what his form's going to be in 24 months, too. So it's just, golf's like that. When you're playing as well as he is and hitting the ball the way he is and on this great run, you better take advantage of it, because it sure can leave you fast.
Yeah. Hey, Babs, I know we're short on time, but I wanted to ask you about Tiger, because, you know, he gets the 24 consecutive cuts and makes it to the weekend, and then obviously not what we're used to seeing out of Tiger Woods. What's your feeling on him? And, you know, his comments afterwards were probably as honest and as I've ever heard him at all, when he talks about finishing basically last of those that made the cut and saying it was a good week and, you know, something to build on and that kind of thing. I mean, you would never hear him say that before. Where is he at right now in your mind, and what should the fans expect from Tiger going forward?
Well, I think he liked the fact that he played four rounds. I know that. But, I mean, yeah, finishing dead last at the Tiger Woods is not where you want to be. And I can't think he enjoys that. I think it's cool that he brought Charlie up there and got to share Sunday on the practice area with him. But he doesn't want to finish 60th. That's not how he's built. He's not built as a ceremonial guy. You know, Arnold could do it. Arnold could play and smile with the crowd and wave and enjoy it. I don't see Tiger doing that. I don't think Jack ever enjoyed doing that, showing up when he wasn't going to be real competitive. So I don't know how long Tiger will want to do this. Maybe he wants to keep his game fresh to give the Champions Tour a run in a couple of years and give that a little stretch, right? I mean, he can ride around the cart, really do some damage out there, and really have a huge effect on that tour. So I don't know how long he wants to stay at these majors and finishing 60th. I can't imagine he'd want to do that too long.
Yeah, no question. He did say he loves it still, which is something. Hey, last thing on the ratings. What was your thoughts with the ratings being down? Do you think that's just a way that, you know, people are digesting media these days differently than just regular television? Or do you think this is some fatigue on the fans' part with all this, you know, fracturing of professional golf?
Yeah, I think it's a little of both. It's a big combination. It's almost like, you know, why do players hit it so far these days? And you want to, you know, a lot of people just point to a golf ball when they're in better physical shape, they're better physical specimens, the turf is firmer. There's all kinds of reasons that go into it beside a singular thing. And I think that's, you know, without studying it a whole lot, but just kind of the feel you have, I think it's a little bit fractured right now at the top of golf. That turns some people off. And I do think, as you say, it's how people consume this, right? I mean, I finally got with the times and cut the cord a couple of weeks ago, and I watch things differently now. People are watching on Masters.com. I don't know how you're credited with things like that. And there's 9 million channels on television and options and streaming options. So I think people, how they consume things is different. But I do think partly it's the fan that's a little tired of golf being messed up at the top. It's zooming everywhere else, and it's not great at the top right now until they figure things out. So that's the message to them, to get this thing figured out sooner than later.
Yeah, I think you're right. By the way, what was your favorite sandwich this year at Augusta?
I went with an early chicken salad just for a little change of pace, but my egg salad's the go-to.
Yeah. That chicken salad's not bad, though, huh?
Oh, chicken salad's good. Bad.
A couple of hot dogs here and there, but the
really,
you know, the pimento cheese at the end of my bench, he never gets called into the game. I'm an egg salad guy, you know.
I'm with you on that.
Faithful.
I'm with you. So you actually did some hot. You know, I've never done a hot dog there.
Yeah, I do a couple of hot dogs. Throw a little. Got to have some relish on. Not as good as the ballpark, but you got to mix it. I'm here for like 14 days.
Gonna
mix it up a little.
No doubt.
Well, you're the best, man. It was so good to see you as always. It's a pleasure to be there in that same room with you, and a nice job on good work. And we'll catch up with you again at Valhalla.
Great to see you, boys. And thanks for giving me a nice little Masters hoodie I wear around and think of you guys every time I put it on.
Oh, see, it's worth it right there. That's all we ask for. A little thought from you. Well, that's some good Babs karma coming our way. So we like
that's it. That's right.
All right.
Play the lottery.
Good stuff. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Okay. All right, guys.
All right, there you go. That's Jeff Babineaux joining us here. He's writing for the Masters Annual and the Masters Journal, and always just—he's just a good guy. He's got good questions, very astute, and you know, does a nice job with his interview and his writing. So check him out on the Masters Annual, Masters Journal, Masters.com. That's going to do it for us. It's been a fun Masters recap edition of Real Golf Radio. Thanks again to Jeff Babineaux. Thanks to the caddy for joining us. Thanks to Tony Finau for giving us some time, even after what wasn't his best round out there. But hopefully you enjoyed that. Congratulations to Scottie Scheffler, a two-time Masters champion. For Dave Glauser and Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.